It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, this past weekend, Saturday, marked 48 years since the passing of Elvis Presley, passing away August 16th, 1977, this past Saturday. But go a little further rewinding on that particular date. August 16th, 64 years ago,
1961.
A famous song was recorded in a famous studio and may be, to this day, the best that ever has been.
Crazy.
Saturday, 64 years ago,
that my love,
Patsy Cline walks into a studio there in Nashville and records Crazy.
I'm crazy.
Of course, Crazy, written by Willie Nelson. And, boy, you can take a lot of different routes on the stories having to do with this particular song. One, taking the Willie route, was he was still very much making a name as a songwriter. In fact, trying to make rent. He had already moved back to Texas after not doing great in Nashville. Had just moved back and was pitching songs famously. And by this point, though, Patsy Cline, on the other hand, was a seasoned performer, too. And she'd had already hits with Walking After Midnight and the like. Well, actually, it was her husband, Charlie, that heard Crazy, not as some report did, at the Bluebird Cafe or something with Willie singing it. It was actually on a jukebox while waiting for Patsy in a bar. He heard the song. He heard Willie Nelson initially singing it. And then he scoped out where to find a recording of this thing, which wasn't as easy as you'd think there in the early 60s. So once he got it, played it for Patsy, she was not impressed. Didn't think too much of the song at all. Yeah, and she really, because Willie had kind of become a hot hand a little bit, and she didn't really want to be associated with it at all. Well, they talked her into it. And it was actually Owen Bradley, her famed producer, that said, okay, we'll just give it a try. So she gave it once. And that's all she needed. By all reports, this is a one-take wonder.
Oh, my word!
Which is staggering to think. And it is true that Willie Nelson sold Crazy to Patsy Cline for $50 at the time.
I'll take it.
But he said it's paid off, and always did, and still does. He said, Willie, once of all the versions of my songs covered by other artists, Patsy, well, that's my favorite.
Aww.
There you go. 64 years ago.
Crazy.